global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ continuing to slide on this Thursday, stock slipping from near record levels after European Central Bank President Mario Draghi downplayed the need for more stimulus measures to bolster growth. The S&P down 8 to 2177, a drop of 0.4%. Dow Industrials also down 0.4%, falling 73 points to 18,453. NASDAQ is down 35, a drop of 0.7%. The 10-year down 20 30 seconds, yield 1.61%. Gold is down $8.40 the ounce to $13.36, a drop of 0.6%. Crude oil rallying after the inventories report, up 4.2%, now up $1.91 a barrel, $47.41 on West Texas Intermediate crude. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much, and you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, this is Bloomberg.
Is it like paradise? Kathy Pettacore joins us right now about people maybe looking for paradise, not just on the top of golden swans floating in pools, but thinking about retirement and the best places to retire. Kathleen, you guys put together this list of the best places to retire in 2016. Talk to me about your methodology. What are you trying to? How do you find this?
We work with our correspondents and expat contributors living all around the world. So we start with from the scene, real life, you know, data. And we look at cost of living, cost of real estate, the tax situation for the retiree, the standard, the quality and the cost of health care, the options and the cost for establishing full-time residency if that's something you want to do, the challenges associated with living there. Would you necessarily have to learn the new language, for example, the infrastructure, and then nuts and bolts things to do with opening a bank account and other things like that that make day-to-day living easy or not so easy.
And currencies, right, can have an impact.
Currency for sure has a big impact. And this year, that's reflected in the fact that, two of our top five destinations this year, or actually three of our top five this year are in Europe. And that's because the dollar is so super strong against the euro, it makes that part of the world more affordable than it's been in you know, decades for the American.
So criteria, how do you weigh the different criteria?
Well, we prioritize by what we think is most important. So we start with cost of living because that's usually the priority for a retiree. We don't prioritize cost of real estate, for example, because not every retiree is going to buy a home. We prioritize health care because that's another important criteria, for example. So for each of the criteria we look at, we weight them as either an A, a B, or a C in importance. And then we compile a lot of data, you know, internet speed and cost and the cost of a doctor's visit and the price per square meter to own real estate and the cost of establishing residency. So we compile a lot of data. In fact, we spend about 6 months working with our contributors and contacts in the different destinations that we identify for the index each year to compile this data. Then we do a lot of number crunching in spreadsheets. And then, as I say, we weight the different categories that we think are most important for the retiree.
All right. I'm driving in my car. I'm like, give me the list already. So that's what I want to know. Kathleen.
Okay. Fair enough.
I appreciate the methodology. Tell me number one.
Number one is Algarve, Portugal. And this is very exciting to me because I've been traveling, you know, in Europe since I was 18 years old, so a long time. But I had never been to Portugal until about 4 years ago. And when I spent time in Portugal, I realized this is really an amazing part of Europe that no one ever really talks about. Americans think of France and Italy, maybe Spain, Ireland. We don't talk about Portugal. Portugal has a lot to offer, specifically its Algarve region, which is a long coastal region, one of the sunniest regions in Europe, more annual and hours of sunshine every year than anywhere else in Europe, really. Beautiful beaches. Plus, this coastline is dotted with old world cities. So it's not just beach. It's beach and just inland then are medieval villages, you know, with cobblestone streets and old world plazas and squares. so much charm and character and history here. Plus, the language is mostly English because there's a strong contingency of British expats who've been living here for decades since World War II. Portugal is very keen to attract foreign, especially American retirees right now, so they're offering a very interesting retiree residency program that comes with some tax advantages. It really is just all around. Oh, and excellent health care. So all around, it's a great choice.
What else?
Number two, Valletta, which is in Malta, which is an island that probably a lot of Americans haven't heard of. But again, this is great old world charm and culture and character. The English again in Malta is English, or sorry, the language again in Malta is English. The cost of living is very affordable for Europe. And again, it's just such an all around great destination with lots of things to do, ways to spend your time, great health care, great weather, an established expat community, and some tax advantages. Number three, we have this year Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Americans have for the past decade or so, I guess, been on and off more or less afraid of Mexico. But remember, Mexico is a very big country, and some parts of it are completely safe and very appealing for an American retiree. Puerto Vallarta, I would say, is one of them, and it would be my top pick for retiring on the Pacific coast because it's very developed. It's everything you think of the Pacific coast of Southern California. You know, the golf courses and the marinas and the boating life and shopping and five-star restaurants and all of that, but it's way, way cheaper. And it's a little more, you know, exotic and interesting because it's a different culture, a different language, et cetera. Number four this year is Cayo, Belize, which is a very different destination. Belize is a little Central American country. They speak English. Very welcoming and interested in having foreign retirees, again, especially Americans.
And you can dive there.
And you can dive there, yes.
I'm just saying.
Not in Cayo, but off the coast of Belize. Cayo's in the inland. In the jungles.
Good to know, Kathleen, some names for people to think about if they are considering retirement anytime soon. Kathleen, thank you so much. Kathleen Petticord, founder, publisher of Live and Invest Overseas, joining us on the phone on this Thursday afternoon. Corey, are you takers for any of these? I hear Portugal's great.
Yeah, I tried retirement once, but it didn't really suit me.
You tried retirement once. Not if you want to keep going to your clothier.
I know. Well, there's that problem, too.
Ain't retirement with that, buddy.
Not really a black swan event.
All right. Taking stock coming up next. Kathleen Hayes, Pim Fox, taking you through the close on this Thursday. This is Bloomberg.